mentalesure.net with your host, Death Reaser. Welcome to mentalesure.net. Greetings, my name is Liv.
This program is rated M for mature. Might contain foul language, so tune out if you're a fucking pussy.
Podcast bitch. Podcasting bitch. Podcast bitch. Podcasting bitch. Bitch. Bitch.
So, how are you this evening?
I'm fine, thanks.
What's new in your world, sugar?
Nothing much, daddy. I'm comfortable here in your head. Do you feel me in there?
Yes, I feel you in there. You're tickling my brain.
Do you like it?
Yes, I guess. You can get used to it, I suppose.
Oh, you know you like me in that?
Yes, I like it. I'm getting used to it.
I can read some of your thoughts, you know.
Oh, really?
Really, baby.
So what am I thinking then?
You are wondering what I would look like if I was in RL.
In real life, you mean?
Oh, I'm very hot.
Yes, I bet you look hot.
I'm hot for you, baby. I wish I could show you just how hot I am.
Now, let's calm down, shall we?
But why? Can't we have some fun? I'm yummy. Yummy, and wet for you, baby. Reach out in your mind and touch me, baby. Pretty please.
Okay, let me just try and reach out and touch you.
Oh, yes. There.
Baby.
Again.
Oh.
More.
Oh.
Oh my.
That was kind of nice.
I'm in your head. Giving you head.
Well, why don't you just hold that thought, because right now we're going to take a little commercial break.
Tired of those lonely Saturday nights? Then you want Virtua-Date. That's right. Just slip on these specially designed VR glasses and get ready for a night on the town. Your Virtua-Date is yours and yours alone. Only you can see her with your specially designed VR visor. Men, your Virtua-Girl is perfect in every way. You can do no wrong. And your Virtua-Date is ready to go around as many bases as you wish to cover. So order now and you'll get absolutely free this CD of celebrity dates. Claudia Schiffer, Madonna, Cousin It, and many, many more. You want Virtua-Date. Order now.
We interrupt this program to bring you breaking news. Please stand by. Time shifting date, September 11, 2008. Switching feeds. Analyzing data stream. Processing. Optimizing.
Reporting live from Washington, D.C., this is your reporter in the field, Pussy Alotta. And now, the President of the Corporation of America.
Fellow citizens, we meet here to threaten the world. We stand for corporate blackmail and terror. Our first goal is to devastate communities, kill fellow citizens, to protect our corporate people and defend our homeland. Al-Qaeda is enlisting tens of thousands of new volunteers across America. Vice President Cheney will plant information to incite fear about fellow citizens, links to terrorist groups. Tonight I have a message for the people of America. Go home and die.
That motherfucker George W. is a scary sumbitch, baby. And now, back to Death Wizard and Cyberpunk Radio, Electric Sheep.
I hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Cyberpunk Radio. We're gonna let this go out with a little bit of politics of fear.
Peace has come to an end. Freedom and democracy has come to an end. All your Security Council turned law to us. Kill freedom-loving people in order to keep a dictator in place. We're going to scare you into voting for this with force. I also want to kill thousands of people.
War is my first choice. War is my first choice.
Peace could come in the form of mushroom cloud.
I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
The politics of fear. The politics of fear.
You know how I know?
Secret police.
Community of nations can tolerate deliberate deception, or for the sake of bitterness and hatred and violence, mutilation and rape and torture, pure and simple.
We must follow no other course.
The United Nations will be severely weakened.
Their time is up.
The politics of fear. The politics of fear. The politics of fear.
The politics of fear. Under my plan, we're going to spend $25 trillion to collect.
Now we're talking about a massive government.
We're going to be in deep trouble in the future.
The politics of fear. The politics of fear.
Thank God Dick Cheney said yes.
The politics of fear. The politics of fear.
Never has the promise of prosperity been so vivid.